Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application, February 20th, 2026. Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you. So you also must forgive. And above all, these put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Colossians 3:13 and 14. Observation. When we observe Colossians 3:13 and 14, several key actions stand out, bearing with, forgiving, and putting on love. These are all verbs, commands that require movement and decision. The verse assumes that conflict, frustration, and disappointment will happen among believers. Someone will have a complaint. Someone will fail. Someone will need forgiveness. The words paint a picture of real life where family members hurt each other, friendships face strain, and church relationships require patience. Paul does not hide these realities. Instead, he gives Christians a clear way forward, interpretation. These commands are grounded in the character and work of Christ. Paul says, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Forgiveness is not based on feelings, but on faith. Flows out of what Jesus has already done for us. When we forgive, we echo the gospel. When we refuse, we resist the gospel's transforming power. Putting on love serves as the final step, the virtue that ties all others together. Love is not a sentimental emotion. It is an action that seeks the good of others. It unifies a home, heals relationships, and strengthens the church. Love is the environment where forgiveness grows. Application. Applying this passage begins by looking honestly at our own hearts. Is there someone we need to forgive? Is there a place where bitterness has taken root? Paul's command is not easy, but it is necessary. Forgiveness does not mean ignoring the hurt or pretending the offense never happened. It means releasing the right to punish and choosing peace over revenge. In the home, this may look like speaking gently instead of reacting sharply. It may mean admitting when we are wrong. It may mean letting go of an old insult, a harsh word, or a careless action. Another application is practicing patience. Bearing with one another calls us to recognize that the people in our lives are still growing. Just as God is patient with us, we must be patient with others. When we choose love in our relationships, we create a place where grace can flourish, and forgiveness can become normal. Colossians 3:13 and 14 invites us to live out the gospel every day. Forgiveness becomes the path to healing. Patience becomes the path to peace. Love becomes the atmosphere where families and churches can thrive.